Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's April 15th, 2014. It's tax day. Is your paperwork all together? It's your last chance to file for an extension. Maybe you're passionately praying about how all the things will come together. Well, that's the theme of today's broadcast. It's all about prayers and testimony. If you were tuned in yesterday, you heard from my special guest Eric Kidwell and Bob Bridgewater. Both are involved in two events happening on Thursday, May 1st, to coincide with the 63rd Annual National Day of Prayer. Well, I kept both the guys in the studio, and we continued recording, so you'll be able to hear some more about the prayer breakfast and the prayer evening event coming to town, along with some of their testimonies. Should also mention, last night we had a fabulous Singing Men rehearsal, as this Saturday we'll be singing in Urbana and taping a program that'll be broadcast on their TV station and some cable channel, so we'd appreciate your prayers on behalf of the Singing Men of GNN. Also at the rehearsal, a new member, Larry Rashaz from Gibson City, who's a woodworker, created a glorious Singing Men of GNN. I don't know what you call it, but stop by my Facebook page or the Great News Radio Facebook page and you'll really appreciate his design for the Singing Men of GNN. And this being such a special week, a very holy week, we hope you'll be people of prevailing prayer. Well, here's Eric Kidwell answering my question, what's happening May 1st and why?
So May 1st, the GRMA, Greater Rantoul Ministerial Association, is putting on a prayer breakfast for the Rantoul area to come together at 6 a.m. and an opening prayer at that time. And then the program will start at 6:30 to be done promptly at 7:30 so people can get off to work. So we highly encourage people who have to get off to work to come and join us for some breakfast. We're also going to be spending a large portion of our time praying. It's a prayer breakfast. We want to pray. We want to come together and to petition our God for our nation, for our local area, to give a prayer of thanksgiving, and then also to pray for the church abroad. So those are the main areas we're going to be focusing on. And there will also be time of music and worship in there as well.
Because we need to be strengthened in order to pray effectively. Tell me a little more about this breakfast, because there's some meat eaters out there. There's some men that say, you know, is this breakfast going to include like eggs or sausage or bacon, you know, or is this just going to be floury, or is this going to be a sissy breakfast?
Trust me, this is going to be a hearty breakfast. No one is going to leave hungry. We're going to have eggs. We're going to have sausage links, bacon. We're going to have little cinnamon sticks with syrup. We're going to have juice and coffee. You know, Christian's drug of choice is coffee, so we definitely got to have some coffee at a Christian event. It's going to be great.
And I think for some of those farmers, is there going to be like biscuits and gravy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So doors open at 6 a.m. sharp. Breakfast will be served right away so we can start the program at 6:30. There is a cost, and this is really for the use of the facility and the breakfast. It's $9. And how do people find out more, or do they register, or can they purchase tickets at the door?
Sure, I'd love to tell you. It's $9, and that will cover the food and the facility. And the way that you can grab that is by either calling 217-892-8620. Again, that's 217-892-8620. Or you can find the tickets at many of the churches in the Rantoul area. Also, if you want to just show up at the door and purchase a ticket there, that's totally fine as well.
And the door is the Linden Banquet Center in Rantoul. It's on the old Air Force base. And I'm thinking as you come in from, say, greater Champaign-Urbana areas, coming in on 45, do they turn at that
big
rocket?
Old missile.
Okay,
yep.
Big missile, the rocket that's there. So they turn right there, and the Linden Banquet Center is just a few blocks down.
On the right.
Down on the right. So doors open at 6 a.m. There's going to be a great breakfast, special speaker, and then times of prayer. So we hope you'll join us on Thursday morning, May 1st.
Might I introduce who our special speaker might be?
Oh, yes. The reluctant but following the Lord, Mark Burns, yours truly. Yeah, I've been praying up and seeking the Lord, leaning heavily into him because, as I shared last year, I used up my material. No, actually, last year I shared kind of five unique ways God answered prayer, very specific and personal to me and to the radio ministry. And so this year I'm really seeking him. What would he have me share about prayer? Because it's such a daunting, overwhelming topic. And yet it's it's practiced by children and it's as simple as can be. Yes. And so yes. it's something we all should engage in. And I mm-hmm. just am seeking the Lord. How can I express that? Especially when there's going to be pastors and leaders and people that, you know, they know this material. So we'll see. But yeah, I count it a privilege and a joy and a challenge. And I'm leaning heavily into the Lord. So that's always a good
thing.
We're
excited you're going to be there again. It's awesome.
Well, thank you, Eric. And you're going to be leading worship. So there'll mm-hmm. be time of prayer and worship and great community prayer, prayer that will be facilitated by people and yet individual prayers at the table. So mm-hmm. that's on the morning of May 1st, Thursday, coming up in a few weeks. And then on the evening at 7 p.m., this is another unique gathering coinciding with the National Day of Prayer throughout the nation, right?
That is correct. Yes. Champaign County will be coming together, as you said, 7 p.m. that evening at our host site, the Vineyard Church, 1500 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana. And we are looking so forward to all the Christians, those who attend church, who don't have a church to attend right now, just coming together. Our focus is about God. Our focus is on prayer, bringing everyone together to pray for others' needs, prayer of protection, so many topics that we're going to be covering. If anyone wants to know, really, they can learn more about the National Day of Prayer by going on our national website, and that's nationaldayofprayer.org. And that will give you more of that will also show the national observance that will be taking place on Capitol Hill. Over 42,000 events will be taking place that day. I'm very pleased to announce that we are approaching 70 events statewide here in the state of Illinois.
And that's just 70 that we're aware of. There's probably smaller
yes.
gatherings or small mm-hmm. group, maybe at the school
yes.
flagpole or at the county seat or different mm-hmm. events. But this is the National Day of Prayer event. And there's a theme for this event, and it's like a concert of prayer. So there'll be some community leaders that'll participate along with some pastors, and there's kind of a set program. And then I think you have two different groups that'll be singing.
That is correct. The Singing Men from GNN will be opening the program, and then we'll be closing the program toward the end with our Prayer for Education with an all-county high school choir. The students that are involved in their schools that they love to sing, well, they're going to be coming together and praising the Lord that evening.
That's 7 p.m. at the Vineyard Church in Urbana. If people need more information or directions or have questions, who can they contact and what's the phone number?
Sure. In reference to Champaign County, they can contact me at the task force office here in Urbana, and that's area code 217-480-6671. Again, that's 217-480-6671.
Well, I know we're going to come back to you, Bob, because you've been helping facilitate, do a lot of the behind-the-scenes work, getting out mailings, inviting mayors and area legislators and congressmen and, you know, notifying the various churches, because this is an all-church event. So we're going to get back to how God has been working in your life to help bring about this event and be a catalyst. But, Eric, let's go back to you. We have a few minutes, and I know you're a relatively new dad, two children. I think like a 1 and 4, almost 4-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And so that just doesn't happen magically. There was a lot of prayer involved in you meeting up with Kara some years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But before we introduce your lovely wife to our radio listening family, what drew you to the Lord? Who was instrumental? Was it just reading the scriptures? How did you come to know the Lord Jesus Christ?
Well, I was fortunate enough to grow up in a family that was submitted to God and was going to church and leaning on Jesus for their salvation. So I'm thankful for that. Mm. Although my family and not even myself, it's been a broken road of faith. My journey really all kind of started back when I was 8 years old in a Wednesday night Bible study for children at the Rock Church in Danville, mm-hmm. Illinois. The teacher there explained the gospel, explained Jesus and what he did for me. And the state that I was in was someone who was sinful, someone who needed a savior. And I understood it. And to this day, I know from that day forth, mm-hmm. I was saved, because the next day I could tell the difference in me. Mm-hmm. It just looked like the world was brighter. The colors were more vivid. To this day, I will never forget that. Mm-hmm. But then from then on, I experienced a life of a broken family, of depression, mm-hmm. of just going away from the Lord. And it wasn't until 17 that I really broke down and realized if I'm going to continue any further. I need to be serious about this. And funny thing about the gifts that God gives you, that it was through music that God really speaks to me through that gift. And when I was 17, I was writing some songs and wrote a song for God, a worship song, and actually just called up the worship pastor over at the Rock Church, and I said, "Hey, I don't know how you go about having people join the team or whatnot, but I've been playing guitar for 3 months, and I can sing a little bit. Can I, how do I join?" And he said, "Yeah, just come over here, and we'll just jam for a little bit." And we met each other. And he said, "Yeah, you're," and within like 2 weeks, he had me on the team. And I guess he saw something. But not only did he have me join, but he also mentored me and partnered with me. God put men in my life when my father wasn't around to be there for me. He put other men in my life to instill just a love for Jesus and instill a love for others. Yeah, so till this day, I've been leaning hard into Jesus, trusting not in my own understanding, but in the knowledge that Jesus Christ saved me and God looks at me through the blood of Jesus, and without Jesus, I'm a goner.
And I think your story or illustration is probably indicative of many of our listeners, and mine too, where maybe at a young age we saw Jesus as our Savior, saved us from the fires of hell, or, you know, we knew we had secured eternal salvation because of his work, not because of anything we did. But then there's a point maybe later on where we surrender and look at him as Lord or as master, like we surrender control.
Exactly.
And because in our childlike faith, we knew he was a Savior. I mean, even the hard and calloused atheist, I think, knows in his heart or hearts that there's something missing or they don't measure up.
Yeah.
And yet when you find the love of God through the Lord Jesus Christ and know the price he paid, I mean, it's pretty simple to say, "Lord, I surrender. You're my Savior. You're the only reason I would deserve anything good." But I think that lordship issue, many times as we mature and grow, it's like, "Lord, you know, I maybe only treated you as my Savior or as my master on Sunday. I need to integrate you into all of my life." And so that's that process. And I didn't formally introduce either one of you, but this is Eric Kidwell, and you help out with worship and praise at the Christian Life Church in Rantoul. You're married to Kara. You have two lovely children. You live in Rantoul, but I don't think I know what do you do for a living. Is it a worship leader at the Christian Life Church?
Yes, I lead worship full-time, and I am in charge of all things media. I also run a small design studio where I create apps, logos, and websites for businesses and individuals. But yeah, so that's what I do.
And a quick shout out, maybe tell us something special about Kara, your wife of how many years?
Six. We're going on 6 years come July. The way we met, it's a funny story. I actually had a crush on her ever since high school. We're high school sweethearts, technically. She was a freshman. I was a senior when I first met her. And the way that we first met is we were going to get a bunch of people together to go watch a movie together. And somehow the night of, someone called in and said that they're going to be sick, so they couldn't come. So I had an excellent idea. If you could right now just picture a light bulb going above my head, that's what happened. I then called everyone else and said, "Hey, how about you don't come tonight?" And they, of course, asked me why. And it's because... Yeah. When Kara showed up for the movie, my lovely, awesome, now awesome bride, she was the only one there besides me. And I then began to tell her, I guess everyone couldn't make it. One of them was sick.
Yeah.
And after the movie, I was like, "Hey, we should do this again on purpose."
Oh.
Little did she know it was very much on purpose.
Yeah. Well, if she was a high school sweetheart, this was reconnecting later on?
So we were together for 4 years before I asked her to marry me on her birthday. Actually, at midnight, October 30th, her birthday, midnight, October 31st, was our anniversary, boyfriend-girlfriend anniversary. And then she said, yeah. It was for two things. It was partly for her birthday, but also for in remembrance of our anniversary.
And what's one special attribute or characteristic of Kara that you knew that this is the woman you wanted to marry?
One thing I just adore and love about Kara is that she has such a heart for people. She loves to be including. She loves to include other people. She is so aware of people that that don't feel like they're included, people who may mm-hmm. feel like they're outcast or people who don't feel like they're connecting very well. And she just has such a heart, even for other mothers with children at home, because she's a stay-at-home mom, and such a blessing. Mm-hmm. She will invite other mothers and want to hang out with other mothers just to love on them and to have the children hang out and have fun.
Hey, Bob, do you see, like, the Shekinah glory over Eric's head here? He's kind of glowing as he's talking about his wife, Kara.
Yeah,
so,
well.
great job. You pass Husbandry 101.
Thank you.
Now, Bob, you're single, right. And you have a unique church that you attend. I think you drive, like, 10 or 12 hours?
Yes. Yeah.
Tell me about the Family Worship Center out of Baton Rouge.
Yes, sir. Yes, we are. In fact, that's where I'm supposed to be right now. I was actually going to be enrolled in our Bible college in Baton Rouge, and we temporarily, we thought it was for a lifetime, to relocate it down to Baton Rouge last summer, and didn't even have the opportunity to unload the moving truck. We got down there, God slapped me on the hand, sent me right back to Champaign County with a message. Still wondering how all that's going to come together, but the Lord is good. It's been an interesting road with some of the things that we've done. But, no, you mentioned that I was single. Yeah, I chose the road for Paul, mm-hmm. you know, when he said, I would rather have you to remain single. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's what we're going there. But
Well, I know we had you in the studio, I guess, about 5 or 6 years ago.
2008, yes.
2008, yes. Sharing some of your life journey. But you, in a sense, were a little reluctant, like, Lord, this is a daunting task to try to yes. coordinate a prayer event, to work with all the area churches, and to figure out how to facilitate all the details and put the program together. And so you're doing it. And for anyone that tuned in for yesterday's edition of Mark and Friends, and that program is archived at greatnewsradio.org, you can hear all the nuts and bolts on how it came together and what's going on. But what about some of your own faith journey? How does God yeah. bring you to this point where you're in transition in between jobs, you have some time available, mm-hmm. so you're investing it, you're helping to bring this event about on Thursday night, May 1st. But how did he bring you to himself some years ago?
Well, Mark, you know, as we shared our testimony back in 2008, no matter what we've done, whether it was with Jesus is the Way Prison Ministries, Living Alternative Crisis Pregnancy Center, making that attempt to start the Southern Gospel Dinner Theater back in 2008, bringing SBN, the Sunlight Broadcasting Network, to Comcast here in East Central Illinois. It's always been about unity. Mm-hmm. And when the Lord started dealing with me on this about a year ago and really hit me right after Christmas of last year, it was this need for brothers and sisters, for those who love God, regardless of where they attend church, but if they have Jesus in their heart, that's what brings us together as a family, and that we needed to unite. And when I began to go through the appointment process through our national office, and, you know, being a coordinator, you have to go through Homeland Security. They checked us out thoroughly. And I knew, once I knew James and Shirley Dobson, forming the Focus on the Family, they are our national chairman, Shirley is, and Graham, daughter of evangelist Billy Graham. As I began to read her prayer, began to read the mission statement of the National Day of Prayer, I knew that this was something that was not going to go away. I needed to be obedient to the Lord. And, you know, just basically, this is, we're seeing all this transpire. But what happened really that confirmed all of this for me, over the last 6 months, both my mother, who's also a senior citizen, we got together and we decided we wanted to know Urbana better. Our heart is for where we live, Urbana, and we decided to become school bus monitors for a local school district. And we really wanted to get to know the kids better, to understand where are we going, where are we at. And my goodness, over that six-month period, which just ended in March, we learned a great deal. Mm. Mark, I had two episodes, just real briefly. One morning I had a fourth-grade boy that just came on the bus, was totally in tears. And as I began to just really to minister with him, to calm him down, he had just shared with me that his father had just told him that he hated him and that he didn't want him to come back home again. Wow. I had another situation toward the end of March where a 7-year-old boy who was dealing with hyperactivity and was having a hard, very difficult time making friends, he got on the bus and was saying, I'm not going to be here tomorrow. And at the same time, he was doing this gesture toward this head. And, of course, being a monitor, you're dealing with all the kids. I had the opportunity to come back to him And I said, what did you mean by that? And he says, I'm not going to be at school tomorrow. I won't be on the bus. I'm going to. And I suddenly realized he was making a gesture of a gun to his head. And all of a sudden, I could just see the tears develop in his eyes. He said, nobody likes me. I can't make any friends. And boy, I tell you what, we have to walk a fine line because of our government, because of the legislation that's over schools. So I tell you what, every opportunity we had, we shared the love of Jesus Christ. And I prayed over that young man right then and there. And it was, lo and behold, I had another African-American young man who loved the Lord. He just happened to be standing right there with us. He heard all of this. And we just joined hands with that young man on that school bus. And I tell you what, I just made him promise me, you'll look to Jesus. Jesus loves you regardless of what anyone else says. He loves you.
The power of prayer, and yes. It's all going to be happening. Actually, it's happening even right now.
Yes.
I'm sure some of our listeners are praying for that little child, praying
yes.
for you and your ministry, praying for you, Eric, as you lead worship, and with both of you helping with these events on May 1st. Listener, if you missed a portion of today's broadcast or yesterday's edition of Mark and Friends, there's a lot of information, but there's two events coming up on Thursday, May 1st. One begins at 6 a.m. with a full breakfast. It's being held at the Linden Banquet Center in Rantoul. Doors open at 6 a.m. The program starts at 6:30 and is done promptly at 7:30 so you can get to work. And if you need more information, you can call Eric at 217-892-8620, 217-892-8620, or join the event at 7 p.m. Actually, join both events. That's the best
Amen.
Way to do it. I'll be in them both. I think both of you might
yes,
be
sir.
In them both. So the evening event is being held at Vineyard Church at 7 p.m. There'll be two choirs, the Singing Men of GNN, so I'll be praying and singing. And then there's also that unique 2014 Champaign County National Day of Prayer All-County High School Choir, along with different members of the community facilitating a concert of prayer. The theme is One Voice United in Prayer. That's at the Vineyard Church. And for more information, you can call Bob at 217-480-6671. 217-480-6671, the National Day of Prayer coming May 1st. Well, thank you, Eric. Thank you, Bob, for joining me for yesterday and today's edition of Mark and Friends. And I'm sure our listeners will be praying up both of your witnessing opportunities and the ways that we can all impact for the kingdom's sake. The National Day of Prayer, be involved, everyone. Be praying about it today. And then join us on Thursday, May 1st. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.